Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are again, everyone. Welcome. Hopefully everyone is having a great day or a great evening. And welcome to another Zora call, today being April the 8th, this side of the fence, versus 4-9 already on the other side of the fence, 2023. And we're so happy to have all of you here with us once again today. All right, so let's everybody just kind of take a nice, easy, deep breath first. Let's do a little breathing exercise today, okay? So everybody close your eyes. Hopefully everyone has their headbands if you have them. If not, go get them. I'll give you a few seconds to do that. Because you know that Zora will be looking out for them. All right, go ahead and just relax. So close your eyes as we begin our show. And today we're going to be bringing great joy, much love, and peace and harmony. So closing your eyes, now we'll start with our feet. And just, I want you to now remember that all your cells are alive. They all have their jobs, and they listen, and they flow with every part of your system, from the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies that we have. So starting with the feet, on your feet now, just kind of wiggle your toes and just relax your toes. Just relax. Imagine that your toes are just kind of relaxing in some water, you know, by the beach. Nice, warm, cool breeze. Oh, so relaxing to be there. Relax your feet. So as you tell them to, it's like a command, relax, feet, relax. And of course, they obey. Relax your feet all the way from your toes all the way to your heels. Now relax your ankles and your calves and your shins. Envision that you're watching and looking at your shins and calves as you relax. Let's just say we're by the beach and you're laying down and you're relaxing. The sand is nice and warm. The breeze is soft. Just relax your shins, your calves, and boy, do they need relaxation. They're so tired from walking all the time. And your knees, relax your knees. Oh, how beautiful our knees are. They uphold us and they move along with us, keeping us, you know, in gait and all the chores and things that we do. And we thank our knees, and now go up and relax your thighs. Your thighs on top and below, all the way up to your buttocks. Relax your buttocks as you're sitting on the chair or sitting on the floor. Just tap all those muscles, bones, ligaments. Relax all of the capillaries. All of your main veins, arteries, relax. Oh, it's so nice and soothing. Just to finally relax, no tension. Absolutely no tension. Up from the buttocks to your, all the way down to your genitalia areas, your kidneys. Just relax, lower back. Your liver, your intestines. Just relax and slow down your breathing. Slow it down. There you go. Relax your back, all of the chakras. Start bringing in the chakras, opening up the chakras, bringing all of your chakras into balance. Now relax all of the muscles from your sternum, from all of your lower, from the top of your vertebrae all the way down your back. All of the muscles, all of the shoulders and arms and fingers, just relax all of them. Oh, very good. All of your organs, your heart, your kidneys, all of your intestines in your stomach and your heart, pumping out all of that blood, all of your lungs, as they really move forward to oxygenate, working with the blood system to bring full health to your body. And your throat, the back, your shoulders, all the way up from your neck into your face. Relax your face. From your face, which includes your nose, your ears, your mouth, your eyes. Tell your eyes just to relax. Still on the beach, feeling the relaxation of your entire body. The eyes are so relaxed. Your third eye is relaxed. And now your crown. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful relaxation of the body. And anything and everything within the emotional body, I want you to let go of all limitations. Let go of all the emotional baggage that we carry, have carried for eons of time. Just let go. I command all the emotional limitations to leave and be replaced with replenishment of joy and relaxation and peace and great health. And now the mind, let go of the mind, the mental of chatter. Oh, my goodness, that never seems to stop. Relax. Time just to relax and just feel the breeze. No more thinking, just feeling the peace and the contentment of being where you are, so ever relaxing. All right, mental body is completely relaxed, and now the spiritual body. So let's go ahead and bring in beautiful golden white light from the crown, from the top of your head, swirling beautiful golden white light, because that is who you are. This is who we are. The spiritual body of crystalline, of joy, of happiness, flowing in from the crown, through your head, through your neck, all the way down, throughout your body, all of the cells, all of the chakras. Breathe in. Hold. Completely relax and be illuminated with just the beautiful crystalline spirit that we all are, into the DNAs. Beautiful, beautiful, all the way down your neck, shoulders, fingertips, all the way down the chakras, down the back, down the front, all the way down into your heart. Beautiful golden white light, and bring in that magenta light of love throughout the bodies, all the way down your sternum, all the way down your legs, all the way down to your toes, feeling the higher spiritual and intrinsic part of who we are in these bodies, in the spirit that we are. Ah, beautiful. Send all that beautiful energy down all the way down to inner and hollow earth as they bring back to you the love that they have for all of us. And meeting into the heart center, from the cosmos to your heart, from the hollow earth into your heart, feeling great love for all that is, for all you we are, for all that is. And relax. Very nice. Very nice. All right. We are all in good spirits now. And with that being said, let's go ahead and bring in Zareya. Hello, Zareya. Good morning. Good day. Good
Hello.
Evening. Yes.
And how's everybody doing?
Hopefully everyone is nicely relaxed now for our show for today.
Oh,
it's all yours now, Zareya. Go ahead.
No, let me do a quick emptying of my nose. Hang on a moment.
Okay, put it on mute. Put it on mute first. Clear up the body. So some of you probably have listened to, and thank you to Bonnie for sending the link in regards to information about Hollow Earth. And I'm going to have Billy really kind of address that. I didn't have a chance because I was able to see that video after I had sent out the newsletter. But it's an important video. But just as an FYI for you, when you look at the video, you see some of these pictures that apparently were taken back in 1903 or something like that. And I confirmed with Billy that that's not Hollow Earth because there are clouds there. There's no clouds in Hollow Earth. So that's not who resided in those pictures. They only got into the inner caverns, which we call the inner earth. And within the inner earth are many different beings that do abide there. So some look like the grays, but you see a lot of clouds in the pictures. But, of course, you know, in those days in 1903, I don't think they take very clear pictures. And then as you move forward in the video, it starts to talk about the science of the earth and how it really works, that again will remove the idea that the earth is dense and it's all density, and that is not a correct understanding scientifically, and that's also explored in this video. And then you can go from there to all of the beings that actually had gone into Hollow Earth, including and understanding Hollow Earth and what is happening now, and that would be Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd and the predecessors and the books that were written about Hollow Earth, as well as also Corey Good, who also talks a little bit about Hollow Earth as well. Well done. But the first part of it, just kind of get through all of those pictures because it's kind of dark and dingy and it doesn't really look very heavenly. and of course, Billy, when I asked Billy about it, he said, well, that's not Hollow Earth. First of all, that there are clouds there. And no, I don't see beings that are 12 to 15 feet tall. I do see some other beings, but they are not from Hollow Earth. So he said, that being the case, so we go forward from there, and you'll see that the impressions of people that have gone there, it's a blissful, beautiful state of beauty, as Zora and Zareya talk about. Okay, so Zareya, are you ready with your talk for today? Are you
going
to mute yourself?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you go. Okay, go ahead. What is your message for us for today?
Well, I was going to read a little bit from the Book of Telos.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to...
Is this about Hollow Earth?
It talks about
okay.
a question that was put to us. Why do you want to stay in the same physical body for so long?
Okay. Good.
You are light workers on the surface of Earth, and we are light workers beneath the Earth. Know that in Telos, we see your light, We see all light on the planet through our amino acid computer monitors, and are able to track all light workers on the surface. It is indeed very beautiful here in Telos, and a very inspiring place to live. Many of us have been here a long time, thousands of years, in fact, because our lives have been rich and full, and we've continued in the same physical body for thousands upon thousands of years. Our souls are immortal, and we can live in the same body for as long as we wish to. You too on the surface will someday be able to do this. The time is rapidly approaching when you will be able to determine the length of your lifespans, your choice. This is what the ascension is all about. It's all about determining how long to remain in a body before moving on. So know that there are glorious times ahead for all humanity as you adjust your immortality, knowing that you can live forever. We've known this, and therefore we've adapted to the glorious life of immortal beings experimenting in a human body. This is what you do on the surface, have long been doing, although most of you are not aware of it. Life in Telos is rich and adverse, and a joy to live. Soon, we will be expecting our surface brothers and sisters to be visiting us in our homes beneath the earth. Until that time arrives, call me in your meditations and I will be there for you. Our bodies are electrical. This is what you mean to, when you say we are all light. You are all light and we are all light. What this means is that our bodies are electrical in nature and react as a battery would in a flashlight. When our vibratory rate reaches a certain frequency, it triggers the light particles and photons in our body to ignite, so to speak, and it turns on the light in our bodies, and we glow. This is a simple chemical principle, and it works in all things. Once you reach a certain velocity and or wavelength, you blaze forth as a light of the sun. It is this light that we connect with, or rather, that connects with us. Our shields are always open and on the alert to receive your light frequency. And when the connection is made, you become aware of our consciousness as we are meld with yours. So reach to us in your thoughts as we reach to you, and we in turn each other on in a great blaze of light. In Telos, we restore lost limbs. Know that in Telos, we have the capability of healing all imaginable illnesses and replacing severed limbs and or organs. We work primarily with the etheric body to restore lost limbs and body parts. It is easy to do once you understand the universal laws of creation. If your organs have been removed or you've had a limb severed in an accident, they can be restored in your physical body again. They always remain in your etheric blueprint. So you never really lose anything in life. All is in a safe keeping until you rise in consciousness and understand the divine laws of creation. And that's our message to you as far as Telos goes. As far as the hollow earth goes, the video that my beloved Quasar sent out to some of you people is in factual in some ways, but it's also not factual in others. A lot of the photographs are from inner earth beings, but not the hollow earth, because the hollow earth has no clouds. That's why the central sun shines out through the polar openings, creating the northern lights and the southern and the Arctic lights and Arctic lights. And it's very, they're very clear because there's no clouds to obscure the light. Your planet, as well as all planets in this, in your solar system, every single one of them are hollow. And every single one of them have central suns within them. And every single one of them are peopled within the planet, like Mars. Mars has an ecosystem in the interior of Mars, in the hollow of Mars, and there are people there. You also have, there's also Earth beings that are also in Mars as we speak right now. There is a space station that was a joint space station that was built by the American, Chinese, Russian, and Great Britain. And it's been there ever since 1957. And it's in orbit around Mars. That's something else you guys didn't know about, did you? Well, so the space race is not really a space race. It's a facade. It's a lie. They've been leading you to believe that we're at odds against the Russians, we're at odds against the Chinese and all this. All that is mostly propaganda, because we have a joint, so it's a civilian space station that's in orbit around Mars, and it's been there, was built there way, way back, as far back as 1957.
Who built it?
Think about that. We did. You guys did. America, Russia, China, and Great Britain. This is all put together secretly way, way back. So to let you know that, you know, there is a communicable space station in orbit around Mars already. So the fact that they're saying we need to go to Mars and set up a station, there's already one there. And there's also living people in Mars. So you don't need to go there and set up a place to live there, because it's already peopled. Anyway, so
okay.
And that's a fact. It's not hearsay. If you were able to get into the British archives and the Chinese archives and the American archives, you'd discover this truth. There was a book written called Alternative 3, and it told about the space station that's in orbit around Mars. Alternative 3. So you might want to check that out. It was published in Great Britain. So you might have to, you know, do a little bit of research to find it. But
okay.
it was published in England. So,
well, you know what?
Anyway,
Can I just say one last thing in regards to that video that I shared with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I told them that I just basically told everyone that to just kind of that fast forward, because the old pictures from 1903 are old, and it's about clouds and these some of the people that look like they're grays, and the animals, et cetera. So, and of course, remember back 1903. I don't know how good their cameras were. Probably not as good. So that doesn't really depict how things are in Hollow Earth. But if you fast forward all of those pictures, then you actually will begin to see the science between, how our planet has already been formulated. It's not dense like we've been taught in our school system. So that's another fallacy, and that'll be removed, once we change the educational system. But anyways, you go from there, yeah. You learn and understand how the Earth and all of the planets. And is it just for our solar system, or is that in the entire universe?
All planets.
In the entire universe. Oh,
in the
wow.
entire universe, all planets
wow.
are hollow. All planets are people.
Wow.
All planets
wow.
are, there's civilization, there's life everywhere. And
okay.
So to think that you're alone, forget it. you're not the only kid on the block,
I guess we have a lot of traveling to do, everybody. Let's go to Mars, go to Venus, go to Pluto, wherever we want to go and visit all of the communities. Oh, that'll be so wonderful. Anyways, see the movie. I could just tell you right now that it's a Rumble video. And it's the title of it is U.S. Military Latest Report 4/4/23. Dash, and then it says, it's happening. So that's that. I'll put that on our next newsletter, and so people can kind of take a look at it. I think you'll be,
the photographs from 1903, that came from a camera box. It's a big, it's a square box, and on a tripod. But, and a lot of those pictures, they look kind of an orangey brown color.
They
didn't have color back then.
Right.
So,
that's right. No color.
No color. So they're the old style cameras and old style black and whites or whatever the colors are.
Okay.
But those pictures are pictures of the inner Earth, not the hollow Earth. The inner Earth is inside the crust of the Earth, not
right.
the actual hollow Earth. If you were in hollow Earth, you wouldn't see any clouds at all. None.
In a lot of those big
the buildings that were portrayed in the 1903 photos, those are structures that are built within the big giant cavities within the Earth. But as far as the hollow Earth, all the buildings in hollow Earth, except for the cathedral, is around in nature. And the cathedral is a huge pyramid. And that's in the city of Eden. So... But there are no clouds. And if you look, like I said, when you see the aurora borealis, you see them in the purity and of the light of them, and there's no distortion. If there were clouds there, there would be a distortion in them. And there is no distortion. Mm. There's solid beams of light, rainbows of light. And if there was clouds to obscure the sun inside, then there would be breaks in the bands, and there's no breaks, so that lets you know that there's no clouds obscuring the light.
I think one of the key things also is information from people that have actually gone there. They talk mm-hmm. about the Hollow Earth being beautiful. I mean, really, really gorgeous, electrifying. Again, the beings are between 12 to 15 feet tall, which is what Zora and Zora always talk about, right? and mm-hmm. all very benevolent beings. So it's really, you got to look at the movie, and so you can begin to see some of the truth behind the story of Zora and Zoraya. Okay. All right. So with that mm-hmm. being said, we only have an hour left because it's only an hour and a half show today. So everybody can go do their stuff for, you know, for people that celebrate Easter or Passover, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, as I was saying, let's go ahead and go on with the show. And if you will, please bring your father through. Thank you so much, Zoraya. We love you. Thank you for that. Beautiful passage, by the way, from Diane Robbins' books. And you can go to her website and order her books. Mm-hmm. Diane Robbins, that's com. So Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E. Robbins, robbins.com. And you can go from there. It may direct you to Amazon to purchase her books. However way it's directed from her site is what everybody should do. At least go ahead and purchase at least one or two. They also come in audio, like Spanish. I don't know all the different languages, but Diane has done a marvelous, marvelous job channeling all this information to uplift and give us the truth about what is there in inner and hollow earth, and also about all of our cetacean brothers and sisters of the seas. Okay. Thank you so much, Zoraya. We look forward to talking with your dad now. Thank you.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses. Have
Hi,
a unit,
Sarah.
Wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you, thank you. You and Zoraya, always. I just want to just say from everything that you have revealed to us over the past, you know, since 2011, all that information, you know, it kind of comes and goes. We sometimes don't really understand the reality of it until we've listened to it or felt it, you know, with the headbands, or we listen to some of the information that's out there about the truth, about Hollow Earth. And then now there is you, both of you have already mentioned many of the things that are on the on this video. That somebody put together, because he was also very interested in understanding more about off-world, anything that had to do with not just what's happening on the surface information. So what did you think of that video, Zora?
It was put together in a rushed manner.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So,
did you...
Some of it was factual, but a lot of it was, you know, just... patched together. You had excerpts from movies such as Avatar. You had excerpts from such as Journey to the Center of the Earth from Hollywood. There were different excerpts from different movies as well. So, but also the pictures, the early pictures, are pictures of beings that are in the Earth's crust, not in the hollow of the Earth. Now,
you know, it does,
understand your crust of your planet is 800 miles thick. Mm-hmm. And beyond that is open space. It's not mantle. It's open space. Your volcanic activity comes from a layer of lava in different portions of your Earth's crust. It doesn't come from the center of the planet. And that is pockets of lava under pressure that occasionally vent out through volcanoes. But as far as the actual volcanoes being fueled from the center of the planet, that's a false statement. They are fueled by the lava pockets around the planet that are beneath volcano vents or fissures or zippers or whatever. But as far as the actual being a layer of lava all the way around the planet, that is another false statement. Also, now they have drilled holes and and went in the caves and gotten down to somewhere around 400 miles and encountered intense heat, and they couldn't go any further. Well, that's because of they were reaching the center of gravity, which is 400 miles into the Earth's crust, and that is where the center of gravity is located of your planet, not in the center of the planet. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, so...
There was like a blank space there.
Sorry about that. So a couple of questions, Dora. The beings that are in the Earth, in the inner Earth, and that's depicted in this video, they look like they have almond eyes. They look like rays. Is that correct? And then some are
Some are there, yes. In the inner cavities of the Earth, but not in the hollow of the planet. And of course, a lot of the cities depicted in those pictures are from the city of Agartha, which is located in within the Earth's crust. Also.
Okay. So, when you go into Hollow Earth, you know, everything is vibrant, beautiful colors, trees. Yes. So tell us a little bit about the buildings. When you say they're round and there's no roof and then there's only a cathedral, so, I mean, do you have any tall buildings or are they just tall as you are? No.
No, well, they're taller than us, but...
Right.
And they're round. They're not vertical. The only one that has any height to it would be our cathedral.
The cathedral's
purpose is for people who are into music, people who are into what you call art and things of that nature. And so that's what we term as the cathedral, or a place of learning. To express yourselves. But as far as the being skyscrapers, no, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. And then there are light ships all the time, right?
Yes, of course.
Mm. Okay. Right, and your transportation is not any type of vehicle, or is it all through thought process? How do you get around there?
Well, you have different means of doing it. You have what you call sleds, which are platforms that you stand on that are that hover above the ground about 6 to 12 inches. You stand on them and you go wherever you wish. You know, they just simply glide above the ground. And you also have what you call the accommodating flying reptilian creatures such as Pan, and that accommodate you quite well for transportation in the hollow of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We also have sentient life forms that form themselves into looking what would appear to be a flying saucer. And so we have those as well. But also understand that all transport vehicles are living, sentient beings. They're not just mechanical. They're part mechanical and part sentient being. So
how do they develop that, Zora? How do they create that?
Well, it's just the way they are. They've always been that way.
Always been that way. You mean they created themselves? They created themselves to become a spaceship? They created themselves to become... Really?
Yeah, they're called mimic creatures.
Mimic creatures.
you know, they can mimic whatever you, whatever they what they see, and can mimic what is termed as a flying aeroship, or they can mimic themselves into being whatever, a creature.
Mm-hmm.
You might use the term shapeshift.
Yeah. Right.
But
I was just so you,
yes.
If you wanted to become a spaceship, you can use shapeshift into a spaceship, Zora?
Well, I don't. I wouldn't do that, but you, it is possible. Yes.
So, is that a mimic plant, or is that a mimic something else?
Mimic. It's a mimic creature.
What do the mimic creatures look like?
In their true form.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, in their true form, they look like, how would I put this? In their true form, they appear, would appear as if, like, on your surface, you have a micro creature called an amoeba. And,
right.
And they look somewhat like that, floating in the air. And,
really?
When you call upon them, then they you wish to have transport, then they form themselves into one of those craft. So it is quite a unique process, which is quite a wonder to view when it occurs. But anyway, and they're also interplanetary.
What does that mean?
They can form themselves into a craft, and the craft is interplanetary. It can travel to the stars.
Wow. Well, the ship, your ship, is sentient, right?
Yes, of course.
Right. So is that coming from a mimic amoeba?
No. No.
So
not.
How was your ship built? How was your ship built?
Well, it's part mechanical and part the being itself. So
like an AI?
Yeah. I think there was an episode on your Star Trek, the first one or two episodes of Star Trek, where they had were doing negotiations with a people and about a space station craft. And come to find out it was an actual living being. Sort of like that, but
not quite. Yeah. Before we go on to the topic of Easter, I have another question. Do you have holograms over there in Hollow Earth? Because we talk a lot about holograms and that we are actually holograms. So something like that. Can you just kind of tell us, you know, what you think, we're not holograms. Okay. Well, we
you're
can envision
holograms.
A holograms.
No.
We're not holograms. Okay. So,
no.
But you have holograms in Hollow Earth, right?
Well, in a sense, yes, because we use holograms to hide the entrances that go into Hollow Earth, disguise them. So people don't just walk through them accidentally. Let's say, like, a hologram of a rock face.
Right.
Where there's an entrance.
But
if you're also in tune with that, in the right vibration,
you can go right in.
You can walk right through the rock face.
Gotcha.
However, but when people see a rock face, they usually avoid it. I don't want no part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just walk around it or walk away from it. But And then a holograms of different things, just like the shining ones of your sun. They do a hologram of a fiery bowl, and it's not a fiery bowl.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, I got some information from someone saying that the episode that you're referring to for Star Trek is called Star Trek Next Generation Episode 1, Journey to the Point Station or something like that. So thank you so much.
It was called Farpoint. Farpoint,
yeah. Oh, Farpoint. Okay, oh, yeah, Farpoint. Thank you so much, 828. Thank you so much. Okay, very good. All right, so let's go ahead with our so much for Hollow Earth. I know we could really talk a lot more about that as we become more in tune with the reality of the beings and of the reality of Hollow Earth. And hopefully this little video will be helpful to others. So again, that is called, it's on Rumble, and it's called U.S. Military. I just lost it, guys. Okay. It's called U.S. Military Latest Report 4/4-23. It's happening. Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Easter. So many people in the world are celebrating Easter and Passover. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the truth about Easter or Passover. So if you will, thank you.
The Jewish people, Passover dates back way back in your biblical time, where they did the if you go back into your biblical Bible, it talks about how Passover came to pass. Passover is where they do a cross, symbol of a cross on the doorposts,
right,
where the angel of death would pass over them and not come into their dwelling. So that was the term Passover. And it was because of the Egyptian Pharaoh dealing with the Israelites and Moses. Anyway, it goes into all that. Anyway, which is not really all that important. Anyway, but...
Well, Passover is very important for everyone.
Easter. Well, the Jewish people do not celebrate Easter at all.
No, but they do celebrate Passover.
They don't even believe in it.
Well,
the true Jewish people. Anyway,
okay.
But
well, go ahead.
Because they don't even believe in that Jesus was the Messiah. So, anyway.
Oh, that's true. Go ahead.
So anyway, going back to Easter. Easter is supposed to be the resurrection of the Christ and the, what you call, the, after the being in a tomb for 3 days and all this. But in reality, Yeshua, when he was on the cross, I should say the pole, when he was on the pole, and he was taken down from the pole and he was put into a tomb. What happened was he put himself into a state of suspended animation, appearing as though he were deceased, dead, as you term it. They took him down from the pole and they put him on, in a tomb. And 3 days later, he simply woke up and walked out. So that's the truth of that. So it is a celebration of his resurrection. in the understanding of your Bibles.
Okay.
But the reality of it was simply he was able to lie down and go to sleep for 3 days, woke up, moved the stone away, and walked out. So that's the truth of it.
Okay, so as far
which is
as
all
the
not, which is that, which is not all that exciting. Anyway.
So there is no ascension, is what you're trying to say.
No. Well.
He did
ascend into a waiting spacecraft when he left the disciples on the mount to be translated into the craft. But as far as him being put to death, the Roman style, put to death and resurrected, there was no resurrection. It was simply he woke up and walked out.
Of the tomb.
Of the tomb. So that was in their understanding, that would be a resurrection. But in reality, he simply woke up and walked out.
he continued on his own journey get married and have his children, and so he lived a quote unquote kind of a normal life after that point. But what about the disciples then, or the apostles?
Mary and Joseph continued having children Jesus didn't have children. Didn't have
physical
children.
He never had children?
No.
Really? Well.
No, he did not.
So he and Mary Magdalene
They never got together. Never got together in a sexual manner, no.
Never ever?
No.
Wow. You know, this is a lot of new information, Zora. So what happened to, we'll call him Yahweh, Yeshua, because that's his true name. So let's go from the point where he doesn't ascend. Actually, he walks out through the stone. Is that how that works? Or did they actually open the stone like it says in the Bible?
He moved the stone. He moved the stone with his
himself.
Own power.
Uh-huh.
Himself.
Okay. Right.
Rolled the stone away and walked out.
And then what did he do from there? Did he go meet up with the disciples and apostles?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
But continued to giving them the message of life. Continued doing what he did before the crucifixion, and then of course he said it was time for him to go, and they went up on the mount, and he went up into the clouds, went into a ship actually.
Yeah, so how soon after he got out of the burial tomb, then he met up with all of his, so here's the Bible. The Bible says, and then there was a glow about him, you know, the disciples and apostles were, you know, in ecstasy, and then he ascended into the heavens, it wasn't like, Yes.
Of course, that was a proper understanding of the translation into a craft. Yes, of course. But understand that in that time, the descriptions that they gave were what they saw. And so, and that's the explanation of, they said he had a radiant glow about him, and suddenly he was lifted into the air. Well, of course, that's what happened, and he was taken into a craft that was in the clouds.
But you just said, Zora, excuse me, but you just said that he walked out of the tomb, and then he continued on his work. How long?
Of course.
By the time he was doing his work before he moved into the spaceship, how long a period of time are we talking about?
About 2 or 3 days, maybe.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So he
wasn't a long period of time at all.
No, not at all.
No.
But the apostles and disciples knew that he just walked out. Also, he told them that, right? And then when he did finally leave, he says, you know, you guys have all of the information now. Go teach it to the world. And then that was when they saw him lift himself up and move into the spaceship. Yeah, but they didn't see that it was a spaceship, or did they?
No, they didn't see the spaceship. They just
saw a
illuminated cloud above him.
Oh, and then he got teleported. Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, whose ship was that?
What?
Was that a particular ship?
That was his ship.
But not... Oh, that... I love it. Yes, it was old ship, guys, from Sananda. It's Sananda ship, right?
Of course.
This is like Hollow Earth. Is there a Hollow Earth? Well, no, not really. Oh, did what happened to Jesus or your Yeshua? Okay. So he did see. Okay, so it kind of aligns with the ascension then, in terms of how it was depicted.
Yes.
But the thing about his having had children, that part of it, we thought, you know, because there's a lot of information out here that he had children. He had many children. And he and Mary Magdalene had a life. No.
No.
So they're referring to Mary and Joseph then, right?
Yes.
So that was Mary and Joseph who had more children.
Mm-hmm. They had many children.
They had many children. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very interesting how the Bible, the information has been distorted in many ways.
Yes, Mary and Joseph went on to have many, many children.
Hmm. And Jesus and Mary Magdalene never... got it together, so to speak.
No, they never came together.
They never did. What happened to Mary Magdalene then?
She went on and lived her life. She stopped her prostitution, of course. She went on to become also a saint as well.
Right. Along with the other saints.
Mm-hmm.
Like Saint Peter and Saint, you know, all of those other incredible, you know, those other beings of love and light. All right.
Yes.
Okay, well, all right. So why don't we go ahead to Q&A, since I've kind of taken over the show. I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's get on with the show, Zora. All right, hold on a second. I got to get to my thing here. So, okay. All right.
I have done what is called opening up the proverbial can of worms.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you have, Zora. And once again, this is like when we first met you. Hollow Earth, are you kidding me? And now you're telling us about Yeshua. All right, so our first caller is coming from 450, ending in 4348. And anybody else has a question, you can go ahead and begin to raise your hand, and we'll go ahead and take this one first. 450, ending in 4348, you're on the air with Zora. And welcome.
Yes, hi, Jane and Zora. Thank you for your solid science.
Well, interesting.
I would like to add one more thing, if I can. When the Romans, when they did a crucifixion was on a pole, not a cross.
I thought they were poles, you know, one opposite the other, so it looks like a cross, Zora.
No, strictly poles.
Well, then what about the hands? Where the nails go?
Oh, that was easy.
The hands.
You put your hands above your head on the top of the pole. Your spike is driven through the hands. You're standing on a slanted foot piece, and which is where you put a stake into the feet. So that was how the Romans crucified peoples. The ones you were depicted in your movies is Hollywood.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Zora. And so that's how Yeshua was crucified.
Crucified.
And he also had
not on
a
cross.
Crown of thorns. Yeah,
on
but
a
he
pole.
Had a crown of thorns and a crown of thorns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, okay, I'm sorry for taking your time. Go ahead, dear. It's your time. Your question.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm sorry to break the policy about Easter, because my question, please, Zora, is about the title of the newsletter when you, Jane, announced this call about the rainbow wave that is in our solar system now. Could you elaborate and explain?
Yeah, the rainbow wave, Zora.
What?
Okay. Okay, hold on one second. You got to tell everybody your name.
My name is Diane in Canada.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Diane. Okay. So she wants to know about the rainbow wave that it passed Pluto, Zora. Could you please...
Yes.
You know,
It's coming towards the Earth, but it's taking a very short. It's at a what do you term a snail's pace.
Okay,
that's not good.
So it's going to add.
When the time is given, it will be advanced rapidly. But right now, it's at a snail's pace moving.
Okay. Can I ask you? Okay. So, excuse me, Diane. So, a couple of the things that have come up recently is that Charlie Ward said from a TikTok, it stated that the EBS, the emergency, is going to be triggered either today or Sunday. And then that should really be moving everything forward. A lot of the indictments of all former presidents or the bad guys are also going to, it's also going to come out. So does that mean at that point that the rainbow wave will maybe begin to move a little faster, you think? Because of all, and then once that happens, obviously, Biden will be out of the picture as well, because their arraignment for Trump, you know, everybody already knows that, you know, he was not in the wrong.
I mean, the whole arraignment thing
was wrong. Oh, they know. Yeah, so more truth is coming out about the evilness of the whole thing about Hunter and Biden. The truth is coming out about all that. The bad guys are leaving. Okay, so, but you still think that is not key yet to the rainbow waves at all, or you think that'll be part of it also? No.
No.
So what are we waiting for the rainbow wave to trigger itself to come to us? Are we waiting for disclosure or the RV?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes and yes? Okay.
What?
All right, Diane.
Okay, well, thank you. So that means it's going to calm everybody when all the bad things going to come out.
The rainbow wave will come when the galactic disclosure is announced.
Oh. Okay, thank you. I love you.
All right, we love you, Diane. Thank you so much for bringing it up. All right, bye-bye.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you, Zora. All right, 502 ending in 7345. 7345. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, we can hear
Rhonda
you.
From Kentucky. This is Rhonda.
Hello,
from Kentucky.
Rhonda.
I have a question about the Mother Mary and if she did, in fact, also have disciples for on the feminine side.
Again? What?
Did Mary, the mother of Yeshua, did she also have her disciples?
Followers, yes.
Okay. And after everybody dispersed after wait a minute. Were the three wise men, or maybe more, four, were they a part of the Kalu from Atlantis?
The three wise men? This is about the three wise men.
Yeah.
You're talking about the birth of Yeshua?
Yes. Were they a part of the Kalu from Atlantis, or is
Oh,
or were they called the Kalu? Were they the ones that taught at the Qumran about energy and crystal energy from the
three wise? Where did those three guys come from, Zora? The three wise men.
They came from the east.
We know that. Originally, before they came from the east, where were they from? Are they from Atlantis?
No.
Oh. Okay.
If they were from Atlantis, they would have arrived in flying vessels.
They would have
been from Atlantis.
Hmm. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I guess they were human. Anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, they were human. Of course they were human.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, 719, ending in 0341.
Hello. This is Lorraine in Colorado.
Hello,
Lorraine. Hello. Hi, Jane. I didn't expect you to answer. I just put the mic. It caught me off guard. I would like to ask a personal question. I've been told I have a mission, but I don't know what it is.
Who told you you had a mission?
Who told me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this true? Do I have a connection to a person we both know?
Again?
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, different beings have told me I have a mission.
Everyone has a mission.
Okay. Well, I thought so, too. Okay. All right.
But as to what your mission is, will be revealed to you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, so I don't know. Can I ask another question about Jesus Christ and his children?
Go ahead.
So, really the DNA of Jesus Christ, are there people that still carry that DNA?
Jesus never had any children.
Oh, he never had any children?
No.
That's right.
Okay,
That's what I said.
Okay, I knew you discussed that a while ago. I guess I didn't hear it right. I thought you said that he had children.
No, Mary
and Joseph did.
Had many children. We have been.
That's what. Okay,
again.
I got lost there. Okay, so I thought that I had seen in different areas that Jesus also had two or three children. Or four children,
no.
Or something like that.
Nope,
okay.
Never.
Did he end up in the south of France?
Again?
Okay, I've been reading Dolores Cannon information, and what I understood was that after he was on the cross,
he was never on a cross.
The pole. It was on a pole.
The pole.
It was on a pole.
Not a cross.
On a pole.
It was not a cross. It's a pole. Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'd read that he and that Mary Magdalene, with some of the other people, the disciples and people around him, ended up in France, and that he eventually met her there.
Met who?
No.
Okay.
No.
So he
understand.
Spent his life.
When Yeshua walked out of the tomb, and what you term resurrected, which was not really resurrection, he was simply woke up and walked out.
Right.
But after he did that, he was with the disciples for two or three days. And then he ascended into the clouds, into a ship. And that was the end of it. He did not go. After he was with them, he did walk the Americas for a short time with the Native American Indians for a very short time. And then, of course, went on about his business. But as far as going into France and other countries? No, he did not.
Okay.
So that dismisses what Dolores Cannon said, Zora.
What?
I said that dismisses what Dolores Cannon had seen herself in her vision.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
It does.
Okay. So when he got on a ship, did he evolve into higher dimensions, or he was already in the higher dimensions, apparently?
He's already in the higher dimensions.
Yes, okay.
He was always in the higher dimensions.
He was
the Immaculate Conception.
Oh, okay. Are there higher dimensions than the galactic?
You mean higher densities? Of course.
So he apparently evolved beyond the galactic, though, or came from a higher dimension than the galactic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. I can't find any information on the higher dimensions.
A lot of people have the misconception, and all this time they've had the understanding that Christ was put on a cross.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's false. He was not put on a cross.
Well,
he was put on a pole.
He
was put on a pole. If you look up the history of the Romans, and their torture techniques. They always crucified people on a pole, never on a cross.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Hey, that's thank you so much, Lorraine. I'm so glad that you brought that up. That was really great.
All right. Well,
thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
It was
thank
Hollywood
so
that put him on a pole, cross.
Mm. Oh, it's
okay.
Hollywood. Oh, my gosh. That's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
All right, got to go. All right, thanks, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, 970 ending in 1197. 1197, hello.
Hi, Jane, and hi, Zora. This is Barbara in Colorado.
Hi, Barb. Barbara.
Hi. So,
hello.
Could I possibly... Yes, can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay. Can I possibly ask if you can just kind of give some sense of where we're at with EBS and where we're at right now with what may transpire right ahead of us? Can you just give some sense of that?
Are you talking about the RV? Or are you talking about the...
Yes. Well, I'm talking about the EBS is supposed to happen very soon, and is it going to be the military, taking
right.
over, and what's going to happen?
Yeah, so can I just add something? Zora? So we got information that the EBS is supposed to be starting today or tomorrow, the emergency broadcast system. So now, what is that relation? If we're going to is that going to be true for this weekend? It says Kasara for Sunday, and then the RV. Could you just kind of give us some event explanation there?
The simple term would be wait and see.
That's not a good answer. Zora, give us another answer.
That's the only answer I can give you. Wait and see.
You don't have to give any timing. Just can you give us a sense of if there's going to be an EBS, so we're not asking timing, what would that look like? I mean, they say we have to have a month's worth of food and water, and will everyone be in their dwellings? And give us a sense of what we're looking at.
Well, people are under the impression that the banks are going to crash and that your funds are going to be frozen and all kinds of misinformation. And I will tell you that the banks are not going to crash. The financial system will be changed. But is it going to crash? No. It is going to change to the new currency. All the banks, and that's why what you call a lot of the ATMs in the past few weeks or months have been unable to give out cash or take in cash because they are what you call being converted to accept and to disperse the new currency. So. As far as what you call the colored rainbow currency, which will be temporary until the quantum financial system takes full effect. But as far as what is called you won't be locked in your homes. You do not need to store an overabundance of food and things of that nature. All that is scare tactics to cause you to become easily managed by the government.
Yeah, but that's coming even from the truthers, Dora.
From the what?
You know, the people that are telling us the truth. You know, the ones that are not mainstream media.
Uh-huh, indeed.
Yeah, that we need to have, like, at least a month's worth or 3 weeks' worth of food and whatever else, and everything is going to be turned down so that the EBS can begin to tell the truth to the world about the corruption and all the lies that have been forthcoming from the bad guys.
The EBS will be, giving out the truth, yes. But
right.
that's not going to cause a shutdown of all the services.
So we'll still be able to go to the
thinking.
Store. Well, I think they were thinking about martial, they were going to lock things down. Another martial law. Hmm? No?
Hmm.
Because the military is already in control. The good military.
Yes, but that's not martial law.
So you don't see that?
Not really, no.
Maybe partial.
Maybe partial, but not full, no.
So not
well, thank
to be
you
alarmed.
For clarifying that. Thank you for clarifying, because the what they say is everyone needs to have extra cash, everybody needs to have extra food and water and
right.
all this.
Right.
Well, that to me
right.
will cause more chaos.
I know.
Because all the people that don't know about it and all of us that do, it's like, what if we don't have extra cash?
Right, exactly. Thank you, Barbara. I'm with you.
Thank you. I mean, thank you, Dora, for clarifying. I mean, it just doesn't feel right. It's like, yeah. And if that's
yeah.
supposed to be
yeah.
the
truth, if it doesn't feel right, then it's not right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dora. It doesn't feel right, so it's not right, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You take good care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Enjoy.
You
uh-huh.
too.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you too.
I mean,
okay.
I will not say that you need to maybe go out and if you have a garden, of course, you know, have yourself a garden where you grow food. That's always
yeah.
a good thing to do.
That's always a wonderful thing, Zora. All right, our next
Indeed.
Caller now is coming from 631, ending in 3633. 631, ending in 3633. Please just tell us who you are, and you're crying for Zora. Thank you.
Yes. Hello. Hi, this is Dee. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Zora.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a quick question. A lot of people are worried that the stock market is going to crash. Do you have any information about that? The American stock market.
The stock market is always fluctuating, going up and down. Is it going to crash? Not really. Not in the foreseeable future.
It'll still continue to go up and down like it normally does.
It'll continue to fluctuate up and down.
Yeah,
As far as having an out crash, no, it will not.
Yeah,
you will have the stock market even after the quantum financial system is put into place.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to lose all my money.
Would you have money in the stock market?
Should I take my money out of the stock market?
Well, are you playing the stock market?
I have money in the stock market, yes.
Retirement
fund.
You know what? Hey,
I would put it in another system instead of the stock market.
Okay. I don't know what other systems it's for.
Yeah, let me, Dee, can we call you later on?
Yes,
after
please.
Our call? Okay, well,
and
we
will give you. We will give you other avenues to put your money into. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right,
Dee,
thank you
much.
For your question. No complete
of course.
Crash of the stock.
Thank
no.
you.
All right, because we have families also that have, you know, put money into the stock markets as well. So they're complaining because it's going down, but it's not going to crash. So complete crash. Anyway, all right, 631 ending in 6052. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. 6052. Are you there? Maybe not. Okay. I'll put you back on mute. All right, Zora. It looks like we are at the end of our call for today. That was really good timing. That was quite
indeed.
A show you had today.
Of course. Always
I don't know whether, it'll be really interesting. You know, when the rest of the people begin to listen to this call that you had today. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
anyway.
It's going to shake a lot of trees, I'm sure.
Well, especially in terms of what you said about Jesus or Yeshua. So that's big
yes,
news.
Yes,
and
how
like
he, and how, and the truth of how he was crucified.
Well, yeah, I think it's more about the truth of his, what we call the ascension, and also
yes.
that he never married Mary Magdalene, and they never had many children after that. Can I ask you a question? Last question from me. Anyway, did the Essenes, that was a group of people that actually were working alongside with Yeshua and apparently with his family, are they confusing Yeshua with Mother Mary or what? The Essenes
yes,
group.
They're confusing. They are
you know
they are confusing. They are confusing with they're assuming that Jesus married and had children. He did not.
Right.
Mary and Joseph had many children.
Okay. All right, very good. Nice to know that, Zora. Very nice. And they did have a following. Was their following the Essenes then, is my question.
I know.
You don't know. You don't know that one, right? You'll have to go into your archives, Zora, and kind of, you know, look at that scene again, and then maybe you could tell us more at another time. All right, so let's go ahead with a great big, you know, happy holidays. Just celebrate however way you celebrate. I do know that Zora said yesterday that they already are celebrating. So what are they celebrating, Zora? What are you guys celebrating? We want to know that because we're celebrating different things. But when you guys are celebrating in the higher galactic, higher realms, what are you celebrating at this time?
The imminent arrival of the galactic disclosure.
Yay! So that's really in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even going to ask when, but we know if you're celebrating, that's excellent news. All right, so for the next
mm-hmm.
time, we'll go forward from there, and we would love to have your love boost for all of us.
Weren't you going to bring my beloved through?
Oh, we only have 90 seconds, Zora. You got to do it. I'm sorry.
I know
I forgot
you,
all about
I know
it.
You can't
I,
do it today.
No, I got caught up with all the questions and stuff. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, Zora. Yes, I will.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Ooh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our being, who we truly are, we receive great peace and love and joy and harmony today and always forever. And we know it. All right. What do you think, Zora?
Indeed.
Zora? We're good, everybody. All right. Happy celebrations, everyone. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Oops, hold on a minute.
Yes, of course.
Okay.